Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're discussing getting creative with vacation ideas.
Joel, man, if there is ever a summer, if there's ever a time when folks are going to get more creative when it comes to how they're spending their time off, it's going to be now, right? With COVID, with the pandemic altering how we live, it's, you know, obviously not only affecting our ability to go to restaurants and going to the stores and stuff like that, and schools, obviously. We're feeling that less now that school's been out, but like we went almost the entire spring without school being in session. But now we're also seeing how it's affecting our summer travels, how we vacation. And so I'm excited that we're talking about this topic here in the middle of summer to hopefully give our listeners some different ideas, some out-of-the-box ways to think about how they should go about taking their time off.
Yeah, especially, like you said, because of COVID, it's going to have to change how we take our time off. And we still think it's important for people to take time off
right now.
And so we'll talk about that too. But yeah, before we get to that, Matt, I wanted to let you know, I had a rental property. One of my rental properties just recently come up. One of my tenants is buying a home just around the corner. Yeah, I love it when my tenants stay in the neighborhood. It's kind of so fun. I see them around jogging or at a restaurant when we go to restaurants again someday.
How far away are they moving from that house?
So I think it's just over a mile, not far.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah,
I've got you beat. I had a tenant at one of our houses close by, and they moved literally four houses away. They purchased a house that was right around the corner from the rental, which totally same thing, same sort of mentality. It made me so happy that they love the neighborhood so much. And of course, they probably saw that house and knew about it because they're just out for a walk.
Yeah,
and
saw the sign in the front yard. Yeah. Like, oh, I can stay in the neighborhood and own something.
Yeah, it makes me feel good about the house and about the neighborhood as well. And I'm glad just to see that they're still kind of in the neighborhood, you know, being a part of it, investing in the neighborhood to make Atlanta better.
Yeah, I completely agree. But I had to go through the relisting process, right, and find some new tenants.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple things. One, I got poison ivy while I was trying to do the weeding in the front yard.
I still see the scabs on your arms.
Dude, it's terrible. I'm so susceptible to poison ivy. I really got to stop digging around in the yard like that.
Or you just need to get better at recognizing it.
Yeah, I do. Or wearing long sleeves no matter what when I'm doing that stuff. But yeah, I get it so bad. It was ridiculous. It was on my like chin, on my arms, on my legs. So yeah, I'm going to watch out for that next time. But I also learned something else besides the dangers of playing in poison ivy. I learned that Zillow is now charging landlords to list their property.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're charging $10 per week every time you need to relist a property. And up until this point in time, it's been free to list your property. And so I've constantly used Zillow. I've had a great experience, always been able to find good tenants. They end up dispersing that listing to a bunch of other websites where people look, including Hotpads and Trulia. And so I'm kind of frugal, right? Maybe borderline cheap. And so I figured I would run an experiment. What if instead I've heard people having good results from posting their rental property on Facebook yard sale? So I figured I'd give that a shot. I had plenty of time. I had a nice window of 2 months to find a new tenant. And so I held off on posting on Zillow, and I just posted on Facebook yard sale, and crickets. I didn't get anybody reaching
out. No interest?
No interest at all. Nobody inquiring about touring the home. So I let that run for a couple weeks and got nobody. And so I realized, all right, I'm going to have to bite the bullet, pay the $10 for a week and hop on Zillow. Dude, instantaneous emails. It's like turning the spigot on. It's completely worth the $10. I had 10 showings over basically essentially one morning and one person in an afternoon. And so yeah, over just 2 hours of showing the home, had all these people coming in, found a great tenant. So for all the landlords out there who are trying to figure out where to list your properties now that Zillow costs money, maybe Facebook yard sale will work out for you. It didn't for me. I ended up having to pay the $10, but $10 for a week when you're talking about finding a great tenant and being out there in front of as many potential tenants as possible, that's small potatoes. That's a price worth paying.
Yeah, more than anything, I feel like what it does is it kind of removes some of the clutter, because the problem with Zillow and a lot of these listing services is that folks would just leave their properties up there and it just clutters the results. And so folks who are looking for properties, they're kind of spinning their wheels on chasing after these properties that aren't even available, or ones that aren't actual listings. They're just, I don't know why they're up there, but people leave listings up. There's fake listings everywhere, but it cuts the clutter.
That's true.
You know, and so like I'm more than happy to pay $10 a week. I mean, like what's 2-3 weeks, like $30, you know, like even 2 months, $80. $80 is nothing to find a really quality tenant if that's how long it takes.
And I really was able to do it in only a week. So I only had to pay the $10. So,
well, some unsolicited advice. If you got that many inquiries in one day, maybe you need to like raise the price a little bit there.
Well, I will say,
supply and demand, homie.
That's a good point. But out of all the responses I got and the 10 people touring, only one person wanted to sign on the dotted line. Mm. So I think I did hit
maybe kind of hit the sweet spot.
I think so.
Yeah, but I think I agree. Zillow is great because they push out their listings to Hotpads, to Trulia, some of these other companies that they own. They all source from Zillow. And Zillow's great too, man, because when you log into as a property manager, they save your account. And so all you have to do is log back in, you reactivate that account. And so from a landlord perspective, it's great for that reason. At the other end of the spectrum of what we would not recommend you doing is Craigslist. Craigslist is the worst, dude. Not only do you have to create that listing every single time, but I have never had a serious applicant for a property through Craigslist, and your listings always get ripped off on Craigslist. You know, like some scammer will rip your photos, steal your copy, create a new listing for like $500 cheaper, and it'll have a different headline, so it's not easy to find. But I've had folks show up to the property before while I'm showing it to folks who've contacted via the real listing, and they're like, "Hey, is this the house for $700?" I'm like, "Oh, no, it's $1,300. Where did you see this?"
Yeah, there's a huge problem with those scam listings.
Yeah, a lot of
on
scammers.
Craigslist.
So,
and I think Craigslist is charging for some listings now too. I think potentially even for rental properties. I know they are,
probably to clean up all their listings.
I know they are when you're listing like a car for sale. So yeah, that's another thing. If you're gonna pay money, your money's better spent on a service where everybody's flocking, you know, that you're actually going to find the most potential tenants.
Most definitely.
Yeah, heads up for all the landlords out there. All right, Matt, let's mention the beer that we're having on this show. Today, we're drinking a beer called Finizzy Swamp Thing by Savannah River Brewing Company. This was sent to us by listener Jeff. And Matt, this beer comes out of your hometown of Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, another one from Savannah Brewing Company.
Yeah, so this one's called Finizzy Swamp Thing.
Finizzy. That's how we say it in Augusta.
Okay. Well, so yeah, you mentioned right before we started recording that's a local swamp in Augusta. Have you been there?
Yeah, so it's a swamp. And you know what's funny is that I know that name because there are some kids in my high school and they named their band Finizzy.
That's a good name.
Yeah, pretty good name. I think they're kind of going with a jam band kind of feel.
I was
going
to say emo.
Oh, yeah. we weren't quite in that emo era just yet.
Okay.
But no, I actually have never been to that swamp before. And I was looking at some pictures online and we're planning a trip to Augusta pretty soon here. And that might be another fun little day trip, you know, other than visiting family, of course. But getting out and seeing a cool local destination, like a cool swamp like that. That might sound boring to some folks, but man, that's right up my alley. So,
you love hitting up swamps wherever you go.
All the swamps. I got a little swamp checklist.
Yeah, you do.
Want to visit all the swamps in all 50 states?
I wouldn't put it past you. All right, but Matt, actually, that brings us perfectly to the topic that we're going to discuss on the show today.
That's what I was thinking.
getting creative with vacation ideas. And obviously, COVID has changed summer plans for so many people. And it's time to get creative. If you have hopes of having a decent little vacation, so many people have had their previously planned vacation canceled altogether, right? My neighbors, they were supposed to go to Italy to celebrate their 15th anniversary in early April.
Ooh, Italy.
That, of course, didn't pan out.
Yeah, that's when things were the worst.
Yeah, especially in Italy. Right? Yeah. So, and then
we're going to go to Italy and then hit up Spain. It's like, ooh.
Not the time for that. Yeah. And we had travel expert Scott Kies on a recent episode to discuss refunds and the safety of air travel. But getting on an airplane to travel while actually being decently safe still isn't something many people want to do. So, we're going to explore some creative options for summer travel that will be fun and also super affordable. That's what we're going to get into today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the CEO of Airbnb, you know, he said that travel will never be the same again, that it'll never get back to the way that it was pre-COVID. And, you know, I appreciate what he's saying, although I'm not completely convinced that he's right. He also mentioned how more people aren't getting on planes and flying to, you know, the different touristy cities, but instead are getting in their cars and driving to smaller cities and outdoor destinations. This is one trend that I hope really sticks because, like, this is the type of travel that really resonates with me. But either way, you might already have a week off from work that you have planned, and it's important to still take that time off, like we mentioned earlier. Even if your plans may have changed due to COVID, don't abandon that vacation altogether. Instead, we would recommend you to get creative.
Yeah, Matt, and we recently talked about avoiding burnout and how close to half of stressed out employees avoid taking time off of work in order to kind of be seen as a quote-unquote work martyr. But the studies show that this is actually a bad thing, right? And it tends to lead more towards occupational burnout and potentially even clinical depression. Not taking time off from work, especially considering the incredibly stressful environment COVID has created for so many people, so many individuals, so many families too, it's a recipe for higher stress levels and lower levels of productivity. So really, we need breaks, and in particularly in a high stress season, we need breaks even more than we typically do. So I think foregoing a vacation in 2020 is an even worse idea than it typically is.
Yeah, man, I couldn't agree more. And so, you know, what does it look like to think creatively when your travel plans abroad are canceled? Some folks may not feel comfortable getting out of town and going on vacation. So what we would recommend for folks to do is to start with small ways to make their summer and their time off feel a bit more special. Think through some new traditions or special treats that you wouldn't normally, you know, participate in or that you wouldn't normally buy. So for example, there are several neighbors nearby that have purchased these outdoor movie screens. Basically, it's like this giant white screen, and you know, you're able to project a movie or, you know, project TV on there. I'm not even kidding. Two houses down on one side of me, they've got one set up. Four houses down on the other side, they've got one set up as well, and you can kind of hear the movie at night. It's kind of cool. But I don't think these are things that our neighbors would have done if it weren't for COVID, right? Like, instead, they would normally be off traveling somewhere, but instead they're looking to find ways to make home a little more fun because they know they're kind of stuck at home a little bit, at least for the time being.
Yeah, my coworker Kim bought some sort of projector that is about the size of this beer can, actually. Mm-hmm. And she said it's great. They're watching movies outside all the time. She's
got this
decent sized above ground pool. They'll hang out in the pool and watch a movie at night.
Nice.
Yeah, which is pretty great. So yeah, those are the kind of things, right? The outside of the box thinking that it really takes to make sure you're able to create some fun memories this summer. Matt, we bought like this $25 inflatable pool that we sit in the front yard. And
I've played in it.
I know you have. And we've got a slide. And the girls just pour water down it.
I've slid down it.
And it's just so fun. We break out the beach chairs. We pop open the umbrella. We kind of make it feel like we went to a destination. It cost almost no money. And we get so much use out of something like that. Just every time we set it up, we play in it for, you know, 3 or 4 days in a row. And it's kind of become this mainstay, right? This staycation, fun, creative way to enjoy summer together when we're just not going nearly as many places.
Yeah, plus we've gotten so much rain lately. I bet that thing's overflowing if you just leave it out for a little bit. It gets that fresh water in there, the fresh rainwater. But yeah, that's an example, I feel like, of you're sticking to the same location, but you're basically changing your mindset. You're changing how you're viewing your time at home. And that's got to be probably the most affordable way to make it feel like vacation, even though you're not really going anywhere. And dude, another option too is like just the technology that we have at our fingertips, right? I'm not talking about, you know, going down a Google rabbit trail of dumb stuff, but like different local companies are hosting free guided tours of city landmarks. The Museum of Natural History, they're doing Facebook Live. There are different virtual vacays and guided experiences, e-tourism that folks are doing, you know, or if you want even more skin in the game, you can even look into getting something like a masterclass membership. I was looking on there and you can learn how to do some Texas style barbecue from Aaron Franklin. You've heard of Franklin's Barbecue,
he's
right?
He's the master. I want to go to Franklin so bad.
But like there's some big time folks on there. Natalie Portman's doing acting, has a whole course on acting. I saw Danny Elfman. I kind of dove into it a little more. Danny Elfman, have you heard of him? He's a composer.
I know the name.
You know him because he does a lot of the soundtracks for Tim Burton movies.
Okay.
So how cool would it be to sit through a course, you know, of all these classes where he just dives into, you know, what goes into his process and how you can kind of think through that? Super fascinating. I find that really interesting.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, man.
Yeah.
That sounds like kind of a fun thing to participate in, to check out.
Plus, I want you to level up your meat smoking game out there on the front porch.
I got to get better at that. I mean, you know what? I'm hitting like doubles right now, but I want to hit a home run at some point.
You can do that with Aaron Franklin.
But most of us are probably sick of sitting in front of our screens on Zoom calls. So maybe learning about stuff online, it's probably not what you have in mind.
Yeah, virtual vacation isn't something that sounds appealing to me at all.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
I don't want to do that.
Right. Maybe I'll take a master class, but that's not my idea of a creative vacation idea, right? So if you are looking to take some time off, you'll likely want to get out of the house some. So you're going to need to look to getting creative, exploring locally. And so later on, we're going to talk about taking a bigger trip and what that might look like. But first, let's get into kind of staycations and how you can maximize your off time, your downtime, near where you actually live. We'll get to that right after the break.
right, man. We are back from the break, and we're talking essentially right now about staycations, right? We're talking about getting creative with your summer vacation ideas. And we're going to talk about starting basically hyper local, right? One of the best things that we've been able to discover is how many great destinations that we have that are within our neighborhood in our part of Atlanta. You know, we've always enjoyed this little local quote-unquote farm that we can easily walk to. It's actually between your house and my house. But when you can't or you don't want to visit a more typical destination that might be a bit crowded, having spots like this to explore, man, they are amazing. And they've really been priceless during this difficult times during this pandemic.
Yeah, we've enjoyed hitting up some spots that we normally hit up. But at the same time, we've kind of challenged ourselves to get even more creative and to explore locally places that we haven't even thought to look at yet. And we've uncovered some hidden gems, right, that we basically we'd missed until COVID hit and we found the need to think more outside of the box and do some more digging into places that we could go to have some fun. And I kind of had like this small list going of nearby places that I wanted to explore. And because of COVID, it's gotten longer and longer as I've heard from more people, cool things to do, you know, around town. And we've actually been able to put some of a dent in it because of social distancing and our normal calendar being completely upended. We've been able to enjoy some really cool spots around Georgia and in particular around Atlanta that we otherwise like just probably would have avoided or wouldn't have thought about.
Yeah, man. You know, COVID, it's forced us out of sort of like our typical routines, right? Like the routines and the ruts that we often find ourselves in. For example, if it wasn't for COVID, like we wouldn't know about this tiny little nature preserve where like there's all sorts of wildlife. There's beavers, all sorts of other birds that you don't normally see like flying around the houses. And you can also go there and you can pick blackberries and figs, man. It's amazing. But, you know, maybe you're listening to this and like that's not something that you have. And so for you, maybe that's just getting out and exploring a local park in your neighborhood, but just challenging yourself to look beyond what you would normally do because that's essentially what you've always done or, you know, that's what all the other families in the neighborhood do or that's what your friends do. I do feel like this is one rare bright spot of COVID is that it's forced us out of our normal routines.
Yeah, and for so many people, it's just opened their eyes into how much stuff is really incredibly local to where they are, how many experiences that are free or cheap that they can easily partake in and that they don't have to travel very far to enjoy. I know that's been the case for us. Like there are so many things that we've been able to find out about and enjoy in large part because we've been forced to. And so, yeah. And that's been kind of, yeah, I agree. One of the highlights, one of the perks.
Yeah. One more I'm thinking of too, is that like we were going to go together as a family to the state park, which is maybe for some folks kind of like a not an ordinary thing to do. But for us, we love state parks. But we got there and it was closed. This was like early on during COVID when everything was shut down. All the state parks were closed in Georgia. And even that allowed us to kind of look outside what we normally do, which is instead of going to like a state park, we kind of went to this park that we've always kind of seen from the road. It's on Ponce de Leon, like one of the major roads in Atlanta. And dude, it's one of our favorite parks now. It's got like bridges and creeks and these huge massive trees that have fallen across the creek that the girls are able to walk across on. There's like this giant field for dogs to run around in if you've got a dog. But like even that was able to allow us to kind of look outside what we would normally do and kind of expand our horizons a little bit. And now we've got this favorite park that's even closer than some of these other bigger state parks.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So yeah, definitely want to recommend people consider hyper-local things nearby where you are, but also to, you know, some people will want to explore even further and in particular to take a vacation, right? Sometimes it feels like you got to get out of town in order to be able to enjoy that. And maybe you just don't have as many cool spots near where you live. And so you feel an even greater need to hop in the car. And you know what? Driving is actually looking pretty attractive these days for a couple of reasons. You know, one, gas prices, right? Gas prices are so cheap right now. Obviously, airfare has been pretty cheap right now too, especially for domestic travel. But of course, there are obvious reasons to potentially avoid airplanes right now. But gas prices being inexpensive means that taking a trip likely won't cost you all that much, at least in fuel expenses, right? So on average, the price of gasoline per gallon is close to what it was in 2005 right now, Matt.
I haven't been this low in 15 years, man.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So for people looking to get out on the road, I think the ultra low gas prices should be that extra kick in the pants to kind of make that trip happen.
Yeah, and plus the more folks that you load up in your car, right, your different family members, like each time you have to buy a plane ticket per family member, it costs you more. But
that's a good point.
Every kid that you add to your vehicle or every friend who you add to your trip who you know has taken the proper health precautions, like that just brings that overall cost down. And I love that. Basically, the more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
And the cheaper. But on the note of health, you can easily social distance well in a car with your family, you know, or some of those close friends. Each individual is going to feel a little bit differently when it comes to, you know, mass transit, right? Getting on a bus, a train. train or, you know, an airplane with a bunch of strangers. But when you're taking a car, you can avoid that stress altogether.
Yeah, and you know what? There's testing available now, Matt.
It's getting more widespread, man.
Right, and so you can get tested before you go on a trip. If you want to go with a friend, you can both get tested, and that just kind of broadens the appeal of that road trip, whether you're doing it with just your family or you're doing it with close friends. It's nice that that's a possibility that creates that option for people where they might have otherwise been uncomfortable with it. So in regards to driving, you could certainly go on a super long trip across the country, but you could also do things that are mostly local and not have to go too terribly far. And that means probably doing something in your state, in another location, or in a neighboring state. Anything within, let's say, a 2 or 3 hour drive.
Yeah, day trips.
Yeah, yeah. And so, Matt, we recently got to check out a new to us state park, and it had this kind of cool lake beach going on. And so now my wife, Emily, she's gotten a little obsessed with hitting up as many lake beaches as we possibly can.
Was she like, we don't need to go to the ocean. We don't need to go to a real beach. We got lake beaches here in Georgia.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's kind of like our family goal for the summer is to hit up as many of those as we possibly can.
Have y'all been to Fort Yargo? Have you heard of that one?
No. Should I put that on my list?
Yeah. I hear that's a really good one, actually. I think it's maybe like 45 minutes or an hour from like the center of Atlanta, but I hear that that's a really good one. That's one that's on our list, at least, and we're not even lake beach initiated yet, so I'm sure you guys would love it.
All right. Well, I'm putting that on our short list, that's for sure. And so, yeah, we're planning on hitting up as many of those as possible. We're also planning to go on bike rides at this place just south of the city, Matt, called Callaway Gardens. And I totally remember going as a kid with my family, and I'm really excited to take my kids. So there are these things, right, that are local-ish. Basically, they're day trip material. And it's stuff that had just kind of been off my radar for a long time. But now it just feels like day trip kind of stuff makes so much sense for our vacation time. And so we're going to prioritize that on the weekends and on some of the days off that we have.
Yeah, you know, I think it's cool, man, that one of the unexpected consequences of COVID is that I think it's allowed a lot of individuals to be more intentional with their time. And if it weren't for the pandemic, like maybe we'd be spending our time differently, right? If we had some of the more typical options available to us, but because we don't, it is causing us to kind of look outside what we would normally do. And you know, when it comes to staying local, the additional bonus of staying local right now is that you're also supporting your local economy during a time that they might really need it. You know, that $5 parking fee at a state park, that supports their upkeep. And then grabbing a takeout lunch maybe while you're nearby, like that's helpful to local restaurants as well. I'll say that sometimes some of these parking fees, they're kind of on the honor system where there's like a box and you're supposed to stick, you know, like a $5 bill in there or something like that. And I'm going to say this is coming from two frugal, borderline cheap dudes, but man, pay that money. You might be tempted not to do that, but realize that money is going towards the upkeep of these nice parks.
Yeah, that's cheap not to put the $5 in the box.
Exactly.
That's for sure. And Matt, I think too, it's important to mention for folks out there who are like, I don't know where to go, whether it's hyper local or whether it's even further out local, you know, in a 2 to 3 hour day trip sort of range. And I think it's important to ask for recommendations. I mean, you literally just gave me one. And so Fort Yargo is on our list now. But for folks who don't know where to go, ask your friends, right? Ask your neighbors. See where they're kind of going and what day trips have been successful for their family. Do some Googling. Also check TripAdvisor, right? You'll find great tips that'll steer you towards awesome places to visit that you might not have even considered, right? TripAdvisor actually recommends highly Oakland Cemetery in Atlanta, which is really close to where we live. We know about it because it's right around the corner, but I guarantee you 90% of Atlantans have never been, right? And so it's time to make it happen. Finding that on TripAdvisor, it's like, oh, that's a really awesome free place to go that isn't all that far away from me. But yeah, finding those recommendations, whether it's online or from people in your community, is going to be super helpful in helping you kind of develop an itinerary and a schedule of places that you want to visit.
Yeah, and what's funny about TripAdvisor and some of these different online resources is that we do this all the time when we are planning a trip to somewhere else, right? But when you live somewhere, you never really look at those recommendations. You never check out TripAdvisor for your own city.
Yeah.
But why not? There's a lot of places like that that, like you said, I bet 90% of city inhabitants haven't been to some of these top-rated destinations and locations. So yeah, that's definitely something. I mean, I hardly ever do that myself, and so this is a good challenge for myself as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, you know, what about maybe a more unique experience? Drive-in movies are pretty awesome. We've got this old-school drive-in movie theater not too far from where we live, but most people, they don't have that. Well, here's the thing. Walmart, they are creating drive-in movie theaters in 160 parking lot locations around the country from August through October. I thought that was super cool that they are taking advantage of basically, you know, they already have the drive-in movie theater set up, which is just a big asphalt parking lot where people can easily get in and get out. All they need to do is set up a screen, you know? Why not?
Drive-in movies, man, they're so much fun. I haven't been to one in a while, mostly because I have kids and we can't stay up that late, but they are a blast. And so I think for a lot of people, especially if you have older kids, going to one of these drive-in movies at a Walmart parking lot could be a lot of fun for your fam. But if you want to go further and see some new terrain, well, Matt and I will discuss some creative and affordable options for embarking on a bigger trip this summer, and we'll get to some of those thoughts right after the break.
All right, Joel, we are back from the break, and we're talking about fun and different creative things that you can do that you wouldn't normally do in order to kind of get away, take time off, vacation a little bit. Do you remember when you and I, we went fly fishing? A buddy of ours took us fly fishing. It was in like the middle of winter. We're up in the mountains. It was crazy cold. And what I remember most is that we didn't catch a single fish.
We didn't. I will say, you know, I've always loved the movie and the book, A River Runs Through It.
So good.
And I have kind of these ideals of what it would look like to go fly fishing. It didn't live up to it.
Yeah, it wasn't like that at all. We weren't up in Montana. It wasn't this, you know, beautiful, bucolic, idyllic scene. We weren't like casting super fancy like Brad Pitt does in the movie.
The shadow casting.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to call it ghost casting. Shadow casting. But, you know, regardless if you're staying local or going on a bigger trip, like, we can't recommend getting outdoors enough. You know, that could be as simple as checking out a local trail or swimming hole. Maybe a beach that's not overly crowded, you know, or a trip to a national park. There are so many benefits of getting outside, moving your body, right? It's affordable. Oftentimes you're getting good exercise, but also, you know, this is going to be a great way to help reduce the spread of COVID. Open air situations, as we now know, are much safer places to be. So, you know, outdoor parks and hiking, they are the perfect activity.
Yeah, man, I agree. I think seeing our country is a great way to go, especially in recent years as international travel prices have just come down in a major way. So many people have thought about their vacations as going overseas, taking a flight somewhere else. And many of us have forgotten to even consider traveling domestically, but there are so many awesome, beautiful places to visit in our own country. And so there's so much history, natural beauty that we can access without even hopping on a plane. We can drive there. And in all likelihood, you can do this in the car you already own, right? The national park system, like you mentioned, Matt, is pretty great. You can get in for free, by the way, if your family has a fourth grader. I know you and I were planning on doing that every year we can with our children as they are in fourth grade.
All of our kids reach fourth grade. Yeah, we get to go on all these. We're not even going to save that much money, right?
It's $85. It's not that much money, but it's just that idea of being able to do it for free instead of paying. I mean, I'm not going to avoid the national parks because it costs $85 for that annual pass. But I mean, yeah, when you think about it like that, how many national parks can you hit up in a year for $85? Probably a lot. You're definitely going to get your money's worth, even
That's true.
Only hit up two or three.
But how many more would you hit up if you could see all of them for absolutely free? So
I know. That'd be nice, right? So yeah, I'm waiting for our second graders to become fourth graders. But if that sounds awesome, but you want more space than just your car, and you don't want to have to deal with hotels or renting a home because of potential health concerns, which I understand, you might want to consider getting away in an RV. Matt, RVs have become so popular lately, especially because of the pandemic. People want kind of their own quarters to travel in.
Yeah, you know, the idea with an RV is you could basically bring your hotel room with you, right? You know, and obviously this lessens the risk of getting sick. I mean, you could, you know, buy something off Craigslist or, you know, Facebook yard sale, but RVs have become incredibly popular during the pandemic, so you might be looking at slim pickings and pretty high prices too. So you could instead short-term rent one on a site like Outdoorsy or RVShare.com, or even maybe talk to a friend who's recently bought one. I'm thinking of some friends of ours who live out in the burbs, and I noticed online that they recently purchased one. I'm not thinking that they're going to be using it every single week this summer. And so maybe the conversation would go something like, hey, how about we push you guys a couple $100? And I got to think that they might be down for that to help offset the cost of that thing, right?
Yeah.
And so whether you decide to explore in an RV for a few days, you know, or even a few weeks, renting one, at least at first, we think that that would be the best answer to make sure that that is going to fit with how you want to travel.
Yeah, the RV lifestyle is not for everybody, and if you buy one and realize it's not for you, you're going to take a huge hit on the resale. So yeah, renting one, trying it out first, borrowing one, or renting one from a friend, that's a good idea too, Matt.
Yeah, have you actually ever traveled in an RV?
No, it sounds nice to me, but yeah. I've never actually done it, and so yeah, I would definitely want to make sure I was renting one, because I could also see myself potentially hating it. So
yeah, ever since Road Rules came out back in the day on MTV, it's always looked like this the coolest thing ever to do, but also also that there'd be a lot of drama. So. Yeah.
It depends, right? Who you're staying with in the RV. If it's with a bunch of adolescents, I mean, there's probably going to be a lot of drama. But if you're with your family, it might be a little chiller.
Yeah, yeah. The only making out that's going to be happening is just me and my wife.
So that's one option, right? Is renting the RV. Also camping, right? If you're driving your car with the camping equipment in the back, it's definitely one of the most affordable routes you could go, and bringing the tent and sleeping bags with you. Camping is even cheaper than renting an RV or getting a hotel room. Plus, it can be fun if you do it right. And it's an even better way to connect with nature and the outdoors. And the risk of getting COVID is even lower, Matt. So many people are concerned about hotel rooms. From everything I've read, I don't feel terribly concerned. I think you definitely have some questions you need to ask of management, and there are some precautions you need to take. But still, so many people just want to forgo it altogether, which makes sense. And camping is just like an awesome way to go if you want to avoid that.
Yeah, literally, there's different scales out there that rank, you know, the risk of catching COVID with the different activities that you can participate in. And camping, I think it's like number two. Like literally, the only thing that's less risky is like checking your mail, which isn't fun at all. Like that sounds nothing like a vacation, physically checking your mail. But camping, like literally, it's one of the lowest risk activities that you can do. And by the way, like one of the highest things you can do is like go to a bar. So don't go to bars where you have to like yell at people in order to be heard, and people are taking their masks off to drink, and such a terrible idea.
Yeah, going clubbing right now, not a good idea.
Not a good idea. However, something that we think is a great idea is, you know, if you don't feel incredibly comfortable, you know, going out, or maybe you're in a category that is more high risk, start booking a trip, you know, for fall maybe of next year. Planning your trip truly is half of the fun. Dreaming about the place that you're going to go visit and the different exploring that you're going to do while scouring Airbnb, Vrbo, TripAdvisor, you know, all those different sites, that makes for some really fun evenings. The Wall Street Journal actually reported that vacations for later next year, they're actually getting booked up in droves. In large part, that's because people are postponing the trips that they have had planned to take this year, and they're rolling over that money towards taking that same vacation next year. And so by default, that's kind of something that a lot of folks are already doing, right? Like you're also seeing this with weddings, as folks are postponing the big wedding. They're still getting married now, but they're going to postpone the big party. A lot of us are postponing these different big events and trips out of necessity, but it's also a way for us to realize some of that enjoyment now, even though we can't actually travel right now.
Yeah, Matt, so much of the joy from an awesome trip is in the planning aspect, is in the lead up to it, right? The trip itself is always pretty fun, but the planning, in my opinion, is a ton of fun. I love looking at different Airbnb houses with Emily when we're thinking about taking a trip. We're kind of plotting our course. You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to see? Reading what other people have written about their trips and kind of taking out some of the best things that we want to do. That's super fun. So if you don't feel like you can take a vacation right now anywhere, start planning the next one. That's a brilliant piece of advice.
Yeah, take that time to plan the ultimate trip next year.
Yeah, exactly. And then also the back end of the trip is where a lot of joy can be found. So maybe instead of taking a trip somewhere, reminiscing about trips previously taken is a way to go. And that's free and it's really fun. The post-vacation look back allows you to essentially relive your favorite memories. So pop open a craft beer, take out the pictures, and have fun thinking about, you know, one of your favorite vacations. And so Emily and I, Matt, we've got a night picked out on the calendar where we're going to sit down, look at our pictures from a trip that we love when we went to Norway.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be just a lot of fun. It's going to feel kind of like a date night. And obviously, we have great memories from that trip that come up from time to time. But man, I can't imagine how fun it's going to be to sit down for a couple hours and just talk through it all and look back at some of the experiences that we got to have. What a fun, creative, unique, different way to kind of think about vacation. I know me, sometimes I can always think about the thing that's coming in the future, the next thing that's up on the horizon. And this is going to be a good exercise to stop and to remember the good things that I've already gotten to experience. So yeah, that's going to be kind of fun. And I would recommend that other people check that out as well.
Yeah, man, that's a great idea. That's not something I think Kate and I have ever done, which is a shame because Kate and I are photographers and we oftentimes take our, you know, our nice cameras with us when we travel. So that means we have a lot of great photos of a lot of the different places we've been to all over the world. And something else that's coming in my mind, too, is that this might be an awesome way to teach our kids about some of the different places we've been to. And to teach them about us, right? Like for them to learn that, like, hey, we're more than just mommy and daddy. Like we used to be world travelers. Like, look at all the cool things that we've seen. And it's a cool way for them to maybe learn about our history a little bit.
Yeah, a little family slideshow night. That sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they would think it's cool at this point. You know, they're not so old that they're just like, ugh, you know, so they're a captive audience at this point. basically at this age, anytime you put anything on the TV, you've got a captive audience.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, basically at the end of the day, what we're trying to communicate here is to not let COVID ruin your vacation plans. You know, there are lots of creative ways to either work around it or even to plan ahead for future vacations and to make the most of the time that you have off now. And definitely do make sure that you do take that vacation time, right? You need to rest and to recharge. So we would recommend for folks to get creative and then specifically look to the different locations and attractions that you have available to you locally. And, you know, one other added bonus is that when you get creative, like, it's almost always synonymous with saving money as well.
Yeah, I like creativity. I like money saving. So I think, yeah.
You like to travel.
Yeah.
It's all kind of fits together.
And I think so many people, hopefully this broadened your horizons about what your time off this summer or this fall could look like, whether you're an individual or with your family. Obviously, the virus has impeded a lot of our plans, but it doesn't mean that they all have to crash and burn and we have to lock ourselves inside of our houses, only checking our mail, which is the only safe thing to do. There are other things that we can do. We can take precautions. And there are a lot of creative things that we can do in order to enjoy that time off. And we need that time off. It's important for resting and recharging and then for getting back to work and being able to kick butt and do a good job. So, all right, Matt, let's get back to the beer that we had on this episode. Today, we drank a beer called the Finizzy Swamp Thing. Finizzy, did I pronounce it right?
I always say Finizzy.
Finizzy, okay.
So Finizzy.
Finizzy Swamp Finizzy. Thing. This was a sour wit beer from Savannah River Brewing Company given to us by listener Jeff. So Jeff, thanks for tossing this beer our way. Matt, what were your thoughts on this beer, man?
I liked it, man. This was a really tasty, refreshing beer for the summer. There's like an immediate tartness that I feel like that accompanies the blackberries. It's almost like getting some blackberries that are a little bit underripe a little bit. It was pretty sour. Like it almost kind of bordered on like Warhead candy material. You remember Warheads? Like you pop them in your mouth and you're like, whoa!
Tearjerker.
Yeah. Tearjerker kind of gets you a little bit. But at the same time, it still had a little bit of sweetness with that kind of wheat, that wit beer kind of rounded it out a little bit. I really like the artwork on here as well. It had, like, it's called Swamp Thing. And so it's kind of got like this swamp monster, kind of old school 60s retro monster on the front of it. And I also noticed on the side, it says no egrets, but it's like, it's written like egrets, because that's like a Georgia bird that like hang out in swamps a lot. So I think it was just a nice little play on words. Instead of no regrets, it's no egrets.
Is that how you pronounce it? Is it egrets or egrets?
No, I'll always say egrets.
Okay.
But right. I was saying egrets just to
rhyme with regrets.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I thought this beer was interesting. The blackberries and the guava and the sour kind of...
Oh, I forgot to mention the guava.
Yeah.
It's there.
It's definitely there. And that combo was pretty nice. And it was bright. It was fruity. It had definitely had that mouth puckering thing going on. And Matt, it actually reminded me of this blackberry pie, this homemade blackberry pie that Emily recently made that was absolutely delicious. And we picked those blackberries just down the street at this local place that we found during the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, that's the tiny little nature preserve we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Like thousands and thousands of blackberries there for sure.
Yeah. So this beer reminded me of that beautiful pie with nice. The free blackberries. So yeah, it was a really good one. I enjoyed having this one on the show with you today, man.
Yeah, man, I did as well. And thanks again to Jeff for donating this beer as well as the beer from Monday's episode to the show. So Joel, that's going to be it for this episode. We will have our show notes up on the website at howtomoney.com. We'll put some of those resources up there that we mentioned.
Yeah, so happy trails to everybody out there who's going to do some exploring after listening to this one. Hope you find something unique and interesting that you've never seen before. All right, Matt, until next time, best friends out.
Best friends out.